Muchas gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you very much. Dear Director General, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, distinguished ministers of health, ladies and gentlemen, COVID-19 is a global challenge which does not make any distinctions of borders, ideologies, or levels of development. It has put the healthcare systems and the response capacity of the world to the test. When the first cases were diagnosed in Cuba on March 11th, there were already measures being applied from the national plan developed under the protocols and best practices of the WHO. This allowed for us to strengthen the epidemiological surveillance capacity and also to guarantee early diagnosis and treatment. Its implementation is supported by a free and resilient healthcare system with an indicator of 9 doctors per 1,000 inhabitants, which allows for a 100% coverage of the population, and also a medical, pharmaceutical, and biotechnological industry with innovative products for treatments such as alpha-2b interferon, monoclonal antibodies, and the CIGB258 peptide and surfacin. This allowed for the country to currently be in its favorable situation vis-a-vis the pandemic. However, we have not lost sight of protecting our people nor the solidarity which emerged from the Cuban Revolution. More than 2,000 collaborators organized in 25 medical brigades of the Henry Reeve contingent are contributing to the fight against this this illness in 23 states. Furthermore, there are 28,000 healthcare professionals which are already in 59 nations. This was not prevented by the genocidal blockade imposed by the United States against Cuba, which has been cruelly stepped up, nor the attempts of the government of this country to discredit and hinder medical cooperation from Cuba. President, no country can face this crisis alone. There needs to be a world-level response based on unity, solidarity, and multilateral cooperation. Cuba reiterates to the WHO and its member states its willingness to cooperate and share our modest experience. Thank you.